couldn't have picked a better day to join us. The hat's on the side of our head. We're exulting in our youth, up and doing with a heart for any fate, as Tennyson says, of course.
No, it wasn't Tennyson. It was Longfellow.
It's Longfellow says that. Miss Hair Splitter, one of those Chinese. It's 6 after 11 o'clock. Before we move on to the next call, which I understand are wildly entertaining, Danny Kelly's going to read us the second letter this week from somebody saying, you think you've heard everything about falling down a hole. Well, I've got this. Here we go.
This is from a lady called Chris in Ipswich, and I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Let's just laugh. Yeah, okay.
She goes to university in Birmingham in 1972, and she admits she's a bit lonely, didn't know anybody. So she's very pleased when a boy called John invites her around for the evening for coffee.
Uh-huh.
So she gets a bit of slap on.
Of course, she knows you're doing. She's throwing crisps at the monkeys trying to impress her. I know.
If only you were that simple.
Yeah.
She gets her best gear on. She goes around there. It's dark. So she goes around. I have to excuse. I have to stumble a bit because the writing's pretty strange.
Pretty bad.
I walked around to the address he'd given me. It was an old house and the street lights were poor. I saw the gate and walked up the path thinking it's all a bit overgrown, isn't it? The next thing I knew, I fell down a huge hole.
Uh-huh.
I turned over and over, my before my eyes, and I thought I had come to an end.
Sure, yeah.
She falls down a hole. She falls into the cellar of the house where he is waiting for her. She passes out, comes around some hours later, cold and wet, bedraggled, bump on the head, all the rest of it, manages to climb up some stairs covered in what she describes as glass and moss. She then knocks on the door of the house.
That's the same.
She knocks. She's on her knees at this stage. The landlady opens the door and, of course, doesn't see her at first.
Yeah.
And looks down and sees this creature. You know, she's in a
poor cow.
She said, is John in? And the landlady says, yes, come in. She then leads the poor girl up to the bloke's room where he's... And she's
blowing cobwebs off her face. She's pulling the moss.
She's got blood. She's got moss. And what kind of a traitor and what kind of a lowlife and a heel is he? He immediately starts saying, you're here, are you? Well, my girlfriend's coming soon. Immediately.
I'm sorry, I saw a hundred mile an hour train coming.
Yeah. She fell down into the cellar before she was due on a date.
She passed out for several minutes, comes round, looks at it, John in.
Can you beat that? What is the worst thing that's happened to you before going on a date?
That'd be
a great one. That's an excellent thing. The worst thing that's happened to you, we'll do this all next week, we've only got 20 odd minutes left now, before going on a date. I can't think you can beat that, falling down. Alice, I bet you've had a few nightmares before and during going on a date. Yeah, just during going on dates. I was looking along, me and Peter King and two women we were at with the first night. This is not a great story at all. Why change now? And he falls. Peter King, my friend, who lived on his dignity, manages to fall over. And he falls on and he jumps straight up like nobody's ever straight back up again. Went, all right, who's laughing? And put his fist up to me. I've known him all my life. All right, who's laughing? Put his fist straight. Bang another call through. Who are we dealing with now? Who is this? Jack, where are you, Jack?